Well, we're back, and Winter Carnival, Quebec City, there's magic in the air, wonderful people, great culinary delights, beautiful inns, dancing, singing, dog sledding, and even a nice hotel. And here's travel journalist Susan Wright to share her experience with us. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Okay, I got a mouthful out of that one. We just had Richard on, and we had a nice chat with him. It was really terrific to be chatting with him again after this. So
it seems like only yesterday, doesn't it?
It does. And time just goes so quickly. It's just amazing. But here we are, and a wonderful article you wrote. And why don't you start off by sharing with everybody your experience?
Well, it was terrific. I kicked off about a week in the Quebec area with a visit to the Winter Carnival, and you know, you all have talked a little bit about that, and that's a magnificent, very family-friendly event. And I brought one of my longest duration girlfriends with me from Atlanta, and she's a real snow bunny, so we had a great time.
Well, I got to meet her. She was quite a nice gal, actually.
Yeah. So it was the Susan and Suzanne escapades up in the frozen north, so that was great. And then we went onward, Susan and I went onward from there into some of the more traditional countryside that sits between Quebec and Montreal, where there is a chain, a small sort of local chain of auberges or small inns, small hotels. And they hosted us for several days at several different locations, which were really just magnificent. The Quebecois, I'm sure you all discussed this morning, have a real gastronomic heritage, and they really love to show it off. So if you go and work up an appetite by snowmobiling or ice skating or ice fishing, you are sure to be well fed when you trundle back into the small inn.
Or even dog sledding.
That's right. That's right.
Which
That's
we
right.
did quite a bit of. That was quite a wonderful experience. But continue on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. The dog sledding was fantastic. It was it was a little bit different than I expected, actually. I think the thing that was so striking is, you know, just how many dogs are sitting on top of their little wooden homes.
It was incredible. And the barking.
Yes, just the barking and sort of chomping at the bit, literally. And anxious to get out there and you know, ply through the snowy woods. So that was fantastic.
And it was an incredible when we approached the dog. They were all jumping. And I always thought one had to be a little bit cautious of those animals, but it was quite the opposite, wasn't it?
They were very friendly, and they're obviously extremely well-trained and extremely, comfortable with interaction with strangers. They're not at all territorial. I think several people that I've talked to are the same thing, you know, have a bit of a fear of dogs, and especially large dogs. But no, it was magnificent, and they're beautiful animals, and to see them in their, you know, native element, I think, was pretty special. I mean, when you see them tromping around the parks in Atlanta panting, that doesn't quite feel right now.
and you got to do some ice fishing, didn't you?
Yes. You know, I think in another life I'm going to be a grumpy old man.
grumpy old man.
I really, you know, I'm a big fan of those corny little movies, you know.
Yeah.
And I was actually most intrigued by, of all the many winter events that we got to sample, and it was a great treat to be able to do that, I really fell in love with ice fishing. There's something really great about it.
Did you catch anything?
You know, I must admit, my catches were limited to one really tiny trout that I caught on the ice fishing at the Winter Carnival at the Palace.
Right.
Where there were a whole bunch of kids, and so they had sort of stocked the surface there with fish. So that doesn't really count. But when I went out into the countryside, I got to hang out with a couple of fishermen from Montreal. And although I didn't catch anything, they caught a couple of things. They had about six different lines going. But, and, you know,
and then, of course, you turned him back, and so he lives to another day.
That's right.
To get much larger. Somebody's going to catch a big one day.
That's it. That's right. But it was really fun. I mean, it's a very, I mean, obviously the fishermen that are in the audience will know this. It's a contemplative kind of activity. It's very quiet. There's something really magical and beautiful about communing in that sort of vast white silence. And then, of course, having a little nip of something to take the chill off, you know.
That, what would that be?
Well, you know.
A little toddy, maybe.
A little toddy, you know. There is such a thing as maple syrup liqueur, which is popular in that part of the world.
All right.
And there are fortified wines that you can be served in the Quebec region, which are well worth trying.
Now,
you've got to keep your blood circulating.
Yeah, well, of course, and thins it out enough so you can wear warm clothing.
Right.
And get into your... Just tell us about your experience at the Ice Hotel, if you will.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, you know, the Ice Hotel is one of those experiences that I'll call a collector's experience. If you are someone who just loves the offbeat, the unique... or if you're someone who feels like you've done so many things and it's like, wow, what's the next thing I can do to kind of up the ante?
Someone like yourself, you might say.
Well, maybe. It's definitely worth checking out. The Ice Hotel is a sort of a fascinating structure that is created in its totality every winter season. And it actually started in Sweden, but the only other ice hotel is in the Quebec area. It's about an hour from downtown, and it's the sixth year that they've constructed it. And it takes about $2.5 million Canadian dollars to build it, and about a month of work, construction work. And it's amazing because it's a less than 90-day season.
And yeah, it's a short time to go through all that work.
Very short time, but it is. It's very modest when you first approach it. It's quite modest when you see it. It's almost, if you can imagine, a pyramid but with a softer curve. So sort of a triangular structures. And I think there's some pictures up on the website that that I snapped. But
right.
Sort of a softened pyramid structure.
The sculptured beds and furniture in the rooms was really quite spectacular with the lighting behind it, wasn't it?
Very beautiful, because what they've done is they've created a fiber optic network of lighting that when you enter the Ice Hotel changes color, and that's very dramatic. And then when you actually approach the rooms themselves, you can see the different themes that are carried out. There's an Egyptian room. There's a wall of China room where the bed is a huge circular dragon with ornate carving. I mean, these are master ice carvers that are creating these works.
It was absolutely gorgeous. And then, of course, everything was ice, including what one would drink out of. Now, I'm not sure if you partook in... And having some vodka in a...
Roy, you know me better than that. Of course I did.
But to have it in a square ice cube of about, you know, 2 inches in diameter, and with a hole drilled in the middle, was really, really quite amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's amazing how tiny that little sip feels, isn't it? Even though it's straight... I think it's Absolute in one of the bars there, since that's one of their sponsors.
Yeah, that's what they were.
Yeah. You think to yourself, oh, that looks like a lot. And then when you drink it, it's like, oh, it's kind of an optical illusion. It's not very much, but enough so that you can carry on.
So you have to have another one.
You have to have another. So, you know, one is not enough.
Now, just tell us about the experience. Now, you stayed overnight, and here we have these magnificent beds carved out of ice. And tell us about that part of it and the actual sleeping and that sort of thing, getting
Absolutely.
Into the sleeping
bag. Well, first
bag.
Of all, I think listeners should know that if you choose not to sleep overnight, and it is an expensive proposition, I will mention that, you don't have to do that. They, the folks at the Ice Hotel do offer tours throughout the day. It's very minimal cost to take a tour of the hotel, and that's spectacular. And so that's certainly well worth doing if you don't have the time or choose to spend the finance on overnight. But if you do want to do an overnight, the typical unfolding of that experience kind of works like this. You arrive at some point, probably in the mid-evening, and they have an arrangement with a nearby property where you can actually go and have another multi-course meal. So you can literally walk over to another property, another resort property, and have a multi-course meal, and you sort of time it so that you get back sometime after maybe 9 o'clock at night. And at that point, you're instructed how to crawl into your sleeping bag, and you think to yourself, you know how to get in a sleeping bag. Well, you really don't. So there's actually a proper way to do it, and a proper way to ensure that you have the best night of sleep that's going to be possible in those surroundings, which were challenging. I mean, it was very, very, very cold. I mean, I think it was -8 or -10 Celsius when we were there. So it's very cold.
Right, and they had a wooden board on top
of
the ice.
There's a wooden board,
right,
that actually sits on top of the bed, but you actually sleep in a -40 rated sleeping bag.
Right.
But if you think about it, your body heats up pretty quickly in this high-tech material. So they really do want you to sleep in as little possible or in the nude. So it seems ironic. You know, there you are in a room of ice, in the buff, in your high-tech sleeping bag. But that's what it is.
With the bathroom facilities outside the building.
Well, far outside the door, that's right. So what they really tell you is have all of your vodka very early in the evening.
Ah, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Or it's going to make for kind of tough situation, because if you need, you need the facilities in the middle of the evening, you got to get totally dressed, head out the door, and around the bend to find the facilities. Because it's almost like a hostel in that regard, because the shower facilities and the bathroom facilities are sort of separated from the sleeping facilities.
And of course, you said that there's probably traces of yellow snow somewhere in there.
I'm not making any claims.
No comments, right?
No comments, right. None at all.
But we do know there were no bedpans.
That's right. There were no bedpans. That's right. That potentially would be the only thing that might make the experience a little easier. But it was terrific. And, in talking with many of the guests that were staying there, Susan and I learned that there were a lot of folks that had come to have one night there as maybe an anniversary visit, or a couple of honeymooners were there. There were people, believe it or not, I ran into people from Atlanta, Georgia, which seemed bizarre to me, my hometown.
Right.
When I looked at the guest book, there were literally entries from all over the United States and lots of warm weather entries. So lots of folks coming there for the novelty of, sleeping in ice. It was interesting.
And beautiful, actually.
And very, very beautiful. And, so it may not be the best night of sleep you ever have, but, it's certainly an experience that not many people get to do. And so it was terrific in that way. And they're very nice. I mean, they go out of their way at the hotel there to sort of try to make you as comfortable as possible. And, again, you're usually up and out fairly early in the morning. It's not like you're going to be sleeping in and staying in your room. So, there's too many activities to do.
Exactly. Suzanne, it's a great article, and Suzanne's article and photos are up on the site, ttrn.com. And thank you, Suzanne. We've got to run. But,
no problem. Thank you.
Appreciate chatting with us.
All right. Take care.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that was Suzanne Wright, and a great article. When we come back, more Winter Carnival.